Don't forget to put that in the mid-roll. Welcome to our pre-show for today. And I'm using an option on my, I got a brand new iPhone, as I think I mentioned to you guys. And I'm using an option on it called Cinematic. What is that? I don't fucking know. I think I tried it the other night. I think I might have, one of the previous videos that I made is cinematic. I think it actually just looks brighter to me. I don't think it has changed anything, but I suppose we'll find out, won't we? How are you?
I'm great, Phil. This is, I'm great, Phil.
I'm great, Phil. Hi, Phil, it's Bob Green, and I've noticed that I haven't been on your program lately. Why is that?
Because you haven't been available.
Well, I know, you're right, I haven't been available. We're busy, we've been expanding the store. We're expanding our store hours, by the way, Phil, at Fraser Foods, Anaheim, California. We're now open until 5 p.m.
Expanding your store hours?
What are you talking about? I mean, that's nothing.
Okay, am I taking this?
Testing, 1, 2, testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? What are you talking about?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. So this TV show Glitch, we're coming to the bitter end of it. It's fucking wild, man. It's not the best TV show I've ever seen, but it's so different that it's got me watching, man. I've been watching it, man. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to try something here. Excuse me. Come on, man. Christ, all fucking mighty. So I think Margaret should start out by saying I made a big mistake talking about egg salad. Lakers at Thunder. I'm just not following basketball. I'm not even following hockey this year. And I know the Florida Panthers are this, that, or something else. You know, I followed the Panthers last year because they had a great year. They had the most points in the National Hockey League. The Lakers are what? They beating the Thunder? That the Thunder came down the floor with a... No, it's the Lakers 105, the Thunder 94. This is at home? This is at Staples Center. Is this game live? Are they carrying this one? Anyway, what I was saying was, was following the goddamn Panthers, but... This year they are in fourth place. They've gotten off to a really slow start. I know my good, close personal friend Ron over there at the Positive Site on Facebook says to me, Phil, don't give up on them. And you're a good fan, Ron. You're a very good fan. And I don't know. What is being a fan? Is a fan being on the team or are you a fan? Being on the team means you are never negative. You're always positive. Always positive. Always positive. You're always positive. You're always bucking up your teammates. You're never... you know, you're always giving everybody everything that they need to believe that they can get the job done. Okay, that's what you do when you're a teammate. When you're a fan, you don't do that. Fans don't do that. That's not what a fan is. A fan is someone who waits for them to do great things. Fan is not a friend. Fan is not a member of the family. I mean, they're a supporter, but they expect goddamn results. And if not, fuck you. A fan is more like the owner of the team. A fan is more like the front office. There's only one team, and that's the guys that are on the floor or on the field. Those are the teammates. Fans, front office people, you know, the press, they're not on you. They're not members of your team. And ask any ball player, honestly, what they think of fans. And sit down and cinch it up before you hear the answer. Because, and I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm saying that they're trying to. If you tell them to honestly answer the question, what do you think of fans? If you're a football, baseball, whatever kind of a fan you are, you're going to be shocked at the answer. You're probably going to be very offended, probably very let down. You'll probably feel really shitty, and you shouldn't. You shouldn't because. The fuck is this?
The coronavirus.
This is that new...
Oh, God, you fucking... Oh, my God. All right, so I just landed on something I didn't want to see. So, Bob, what do you think?
Margaret, I am a big fan of yours. And, of course, I'm a big fan of the Phil Henry Show. You asked me, what was your question again?
My question, Bob, is do you carry egg salad in the deli?
I don't, and I'll tell you why. The smell of egg salad, I'm sorry, puts me off personally. It reminds me of walking into the bathroom to an unflushed toilet. Forgive me, but I had a family. I grew up in a family of pigs. They didn't flush toilets.
Oh, my God.
Right, and so I can't sell egg salad.
So this is a personal problem of yours.
Call it what you want. If it's a personal problem, I can't.
All right, so there's Bob Green with egg salad. So what I wanted to do, though, is go over to the website, because I had a crazy idea, baby. Crazy. A wild idea. Oh, man. I love the show Glitch. Are we alive or are we dead? We don't know. And Emeralda is, she's bugging me. Wait a minute, where are we? Oh, man. Didn't sleep good last night. What the fuck? This is interesting. Log in here, man. Maybe we're going to have a one-year anniversary visit with Bill Huo. Bill Huo. Bill Huo, or whatever his name was. Because this is this cat that we introduced. I don't think we've heard him. He hasn't been on since. Let me see.
Archive. March of 2022.
Sometimes I grab show ideas from shows that we've done. Because what I do like to do, and I haven't done it lately, but I like to story arc. Carry one story over. Like, for instance, yesterday we did Black Holes with Dr. Ron Tarner, and then I think we had Steve Bozell. What were we doing? The whole thing was with Steve. We had a story arc, the Steve Bozell thing with the lip machine. Steve, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit better. I talked to Dr. Hoob. I talked to Dr. Hublot, and
who is Dr. Hublot?
He's a family counseling person. I don't want it to. I don't go to therapy myself, but my wife has been taking the kids. Sometimes my wife said she had to take the kids to therapy because of things that they'd seen me do, which I thought was pretty strange.
Well, like what, Steve?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
Well, if he doesn't want to get into it.
Well, I think it would be of great interest.
Well, I was licking on a pop. I licked on one of these penis pop. I think I told you about it, Mr. Andrew. They found a penis pop, and I was sitting there sucking it, and the kids are all, what?
I can't do that.
Say that again.
I think it's wide fidelity or wise fidelity.
Test, test, test. Wise fidelity.
You got something to beat it?
Hey, Margaret, we're not out in the street there racing cars, you know?
You got something
that's
to
what
beat
that,
it?
That's what my friend, that's what that guy said to my friend Rick Garrett when we were two punk little 13-year-olds on bicycles, and he pulled up next to us in a Chevy, and he had this really fantastic Chevy two-tone.
We've heard this story, haven't we?
No, you haven't, and if you have, we'll hear it again.
Yes, sir.
So the guy pulls up in a two-tone Chevy with the half-moon hubcaps, the whole thing. And as he takes off, my little friend Rick, both of us punk kids at 13, says, nice car, too bad it's a Chevy. And you see the brake lights go on.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you see the brake. You see the rear end heave up, you know, as the guy hits the brakes. The brake lights go on.
This is a true story.
He comes back, and he says, have you got something to beat it? And Rick goes, no, sir. And he said, well, then shut your blankety-blank mouth. And took off.
Right.
And then except, Rick the,
except
to me,
what he did say was, the actual thing he said was, come here, little fucker. You got something to beat it?
No, I don't.
Then shut your fucking mouth.
And then he took off. And then Rick said to me, I should have said to the guy, well, what wouldn't? Because he was a big Ford fan.
Your friend.
Yeah, then he said to me later, he says, I should have said, well, what wouldn't? I said, no, you did the right thing. You just didn't say anything. So there you go.
Why are we talking about this?
Margaret,
I said if you got something to beat it when Phil was talking about you saying Wi-Fi as Wi-Fi or wide, I don't know.
So I'm sorry I asked the question. Welcome to the show.
Now, wait a minute, Phil.
No. Welcome to the show.
Now, have you got Bill Hugh? I've got Bill Hugh on the phone. Now, Bill is Hugh. A very nice guy. It's not exactly sure why it is we're talking to him. I said it has to do with the fact that Bill is not exactly sure why we're talking to him. I said, well, you did a good job.
Hey, Bill, it's Phil Hendry. How are you?
Hi, Phil.
Bill is the friend of Harvey Wireman's nephew. Is that it?
Yeah, Bill, you're friends with Gad Wireman, right?
Yeah, Gad and I are professionally acquainted because Gad's done some engineering work for a studio I work at. He was the one that contacted me to come to your studio, Mr. Andre.
All right. So over the weekend, Bill was working on our board. And the reason for that is we had a loose connection, one of the phone cables going into the back of the board. Is that it? And how did you? That was. I'm talking. It's the fader. It's the pot that I'm talking to you now on.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So what happened?
Just a connection. It was a bad connection that was coming into the back of the board, and I just jiggled a wire and
got full volume.
Got full volume. Yes, sir.
And Bill, your last name is Hugh?
My last name is Who, Bill Who.
Okay.
Bill Who.
And do people give you the joke, Bill Who?
I've heard it a lot of times, yeah, many, many days.
Many, many, many days I've heard it, yeah.
And let's get Harvey Wireman on the line.
Now, is this nothing I've done wrong, is there?
No, sir, you did a great job. We thank you very much for it, but I want to have Harvey in. Harvey Wireman joining us from his home in San Marino.
Jed
Harvey, can
Wireman.
You hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Bill, how are you?
Mr. Wireman, good to speak with you.
And did you take care of Mr. Henry here?
I did, sir. I talked with Gad, and I got the address and went over to the studio this weekend.
Bill, now, is your nephew, Harvey, is an engineer as well?
Now, well, in a matter of speaking, my nephew, Gad, manages the studio that Bill Who works at. Doorbell Studios is located here in San Marino. And when I said to Gad, I said, well, you couldn't find an engineer, right?
Well, our regular engineer, Adam Chavez, was busy. It wasn't a big job. I just had to know why the hell it is we couldn't hear anything over the phone pot.
Yeah, well, it's what you told us. So I got in touch with Gad, who manages Doorbell. And Bill Gad called you over the weekend?
Yes, he did. He said that Mr. Henry's
what the
equipment
fuck is this?
Was... not functioning, and I said, you talk about broadcast equipment or regular, I made a joke, you know, and...
Anyway.
Anyway, he said he has an issue in his studio if you go over and take a look at it.
So you came over, and I heard you talking to Phil.
It was just a loose wire in the back of the board.
We appreciate that very much. Can I ask you, how do you spell your name?
H-U-O. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Yeah, I've heard every joke...
He's heard every joke there is.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It just sounded funny. H-U-O, you know.
Yeah, well, that was...
I got all the jokes. Everyone's had their laughs at my expense, I can assure you, down through the years. So
I would thank you again, sir, for your help. And I thank you again for the...
Well, it was... thanks for being available, Bill.
My pleasure. Anytime, Harvey. And thank you, Mr. Henry. Are you going to pay me...
Well, if you could you invoice us?
Yeah, I could. I didn't know when I got over there this week and there wasn't anybody around. I got done, and I'm looking around for somebody.
Oh, well, they had let you into the...
Looking around for someone to pay. Nobody was there to pay him. Where's the Windy? Bill Who is joining us. Bill, it was a year ago that you worked on our... do you remember that?
I do, Mr. Henry, very well. I can't do any more because I got stiffed. But there was a matter of payment, and I'm sorry I have to bring that up here, but I got stiffed.
You were not paid.
I was not paid for the job I did last year. I came to your studio. There was a loose wire that I plugged. It was unplugged, and I plugged it back in.
Okay, and so what do you charge for that?
Well, my hourly rate's $250.
$200?
Wow. You got guys doing work.
Okay, $250 to come over here and plug something in.
That's right. No, there was no one there, and...
Bud, weren't you...
No, he told me to be around.
No, I don't know. I know that they left a key for you, right?
They left me a key... and a note that said, please fix this and that, and I did that, but I haven't been paid.
No, sir, I'm very happy to pay if you can invoice us.
Okay, can you give me your mailing address?
We'll give that to you, yes, off air.
Okay, because, you know, I do everything, because I don't really trust a lot of people. It's not I don't trust you, Mr. Henry, but I've had my run-ins, I've had my bad luck, you know.
By the way, I'm curious, the name Who, H-U-O.
That's correct. No, I'm not Asian, if that's what you're asking yourself.
No, I was wondering about the spelling.
It's Romanian.
Your family name's Romanian.
Yes. It's Romanian, and it's not Chinese, it's not Japanese, although I'd be very proud to have Chinese or Japanese ancestry. But people say H-U-O. Is that H-O-U? I said, no, it is not H-O-U. That's the Chinese spelling. And I said H-U-O, which is Romanian.
Okay, well then now we learn something new every day.
Yeah, so nobody starts doing all that, oh hey, what do you think about coronavirus?
No sir, we wouldn't do anything of the sort. Bill Who, thank you very much for being of great service to us this weekend, because again, Bud, you found out.
Yeah, I found out it wasn't, wasn't working, and I immediately I contacted Adam, and he said you contact Gad Wireman.
I got the call from Adam who said, why don't you call your nephew? And I said, I know who my nephew is. He said, well, then call him because he's a... he's a... runs that studio. So...
who's here? All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So we got Bob Green, and then we have Bill Hu and Harvey Wehrman. And what is the thing?
Well, yes, sir. Well, I was here last year, but I'm not going to. And I was a cord that needed to be plugged in.
A cord that needed to be plugged. Is that what?
Yeah, it's. I didn't know. It's not making any noise, and I couldn't figure it out.
All it was a cord that was needed to be plugged in. So that's. $250.
That's $250, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, I slept all the way over there. Phil, you have to understand, if Dickman doesn't understand...
I didn't know what was not making it work.
No, it's okay, but you're not an engineer. So literally...
Yeah, literally all it was a plug laying flat on the desktop. I picked it up and I put it into the input. And $250 later...
Testing 1, 2.
So I did, and Gad said, I got a call from Adam Chavez, and I said, about what? He said that you needed it, and I said, well, and he said, I'm related to you. So the whole thing...
Okay, but the point is it got solved.
Right, and Gad said, talk to this Bill Hu. You still there, Bill?
I'm right here, just...
Yeah, and he said, talk to Bill Hu, and We went back and forth with a joke. I said, well, Bill Hu. He said, Bill Hu.
All right, we don't have to do Abbott and Costello.
We're not going to do Abbott and Costello. Jesus.
All right, so, Bill, thank you very much, and great talking to you.
Well, where do I send the invoice? Yeah, you got to give me the address.
We'll give you the...
Here's the address, man. 1014...
1014...
Southwest Lake Boulevard.
Southwest Lake Boulevard.
Suite 14...
Suite 14.
Number 163.
Is this a joke or something?
No, sir. Number 163.
163.
Westlake Village, California, 91361.
Westlake Village, California,
9-what? 91361. 916. I don't know.
Well, what the hell is your zip code?
91361.
91361. Okay. Got it. So,
how much is that?
Well, an hour of my time's $175.
Ah, damn.
Hey, let me tell you, that's the golden rate.
Okay, 170. How long did it take you?
I was there an hour and a half. That's not including parts.
What parts? I thought you said you jiggled a wire.
I jiggled a wire, yes. And I found it had a good connection, but I decided to strip the wire anyway and put a new plug on it. So,
and what was that?
That's about $25. Well, you know, Mr. Henry, it's the middle of the weekend, and people are, you know, I was available.
I get it. I understand.
Hey, look, Phil, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Okay, what? All right. I get it. Okay, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, so, Bill Hu, and Bill, it was a year ago that we had you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Phil, I'm great. Thank you very much for having me on.
And I know that Bud called you over the weekend because this was a plug that wasn't plugged in?
It was an input to one of the faders.
Yeah, the foam pot wasn't working.
And?
Yeah, the foam pot wasn't working.
And so I came over there and it was unplugged, so I plugged it back in.
This is the same problem we had last year, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Well, no.
Yeah, it is. Last year, he came over and he jiggled a wire. That was $175.
Mr. Henry, if you got... Yeah, it was $175. The price has gone up. It's $250.
Last year, he jiggled a wire. This year, he plugs...
I didn't know. You know what, Dickman? You are really thick.
All right. So where do I send the invoice?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, man. This is going to be hard. Mm-hmm. 1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3-4-5. The Misery Slims and Number Wonder. What's the name of this song?